A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 11. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Here was a man of God, David, who himself had been taught the fear of the Lord. That is why he's able to say in verse 9, O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Indeed, he was able to experience his utter weakness. He had to even feign insanity before Abimelech. God had to give him a plan to get out of certain death. And then, because God did it, the Lord receives all the praise. And read the psalm for yourself to experience the praise of God for yourself. Now, it says here, come, O children, and listen to me. David is calling others now to listen to him and to be taught. It's because he had been taught by the Lord. Remember the Lord Jesus in the final commission, go into all the earth and teach them what I have taught you. Have you been taught by the Lord? If not, you cannot teach others. Yes, you might find some lessons from the Bible, and the Lord might in his mercy bless some of the stories of the Bible, but that's despite you, not because of you. The Lord wants to involve you totally in the gospel message. Yes, he wants you to be the good news. Of course, Jesus Christ is the good news. It's his salvation. But he wants you to experience it in such a real way that you are able to call others, even little children, who are so intuitive, they are able to sense if something is real or put on. And so, you'll find yourself automatically involved in those who spread the gospel when the Lord has taught you. When was the last time the Lord taught you a lesson? When you could praise God like David in Psalm 34 because of your very real experience with God, where the Word of God becomes alive to you, and it suddenly takes on a totally new aspect. It is so real that you want to teach it. You are able to reach out to others. Like it says in verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good, because you have tasted that the Lord is good. You've experienced God for yourself. You can invite others to do the same.